Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. This one really frosts me. I want to go local. They just resolved the last of the lawsuits involving Foxconn, Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant paid more than $152 million for 132 properties. $152 million for 132 properties through eminent domain. Some wouldn't leave. There were lawsuits. They just settled the last one. The base of the lawsuits was that people with excess land were offered $56,000 an acre by Mount Pleasant, 7 to 10 times the market value. But homeowners were only offered 1.4 times the value. According to the allegations, Mount Pleasant pretended the land was for roads, but they were just going to give it to Foxconn, a Chinese company. The Scott Walker and his cheerleader, Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, had promised a little more than $4 billion just to build a plant there. This is sad and disgusting, this whole thing with Foxconn, but I was reminded of it. There's a headline in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today. Exact Sciences, which is a great company in Madison, headed up by Kevin Conroy, a very, very skillful guy. They are now planning a $350 million expansion with 1,300 new jobs. Are they getting $4 billion? Are they getting anything? Let me tell you something. Epic's the same way. Judith Faulkner built a great company. They got very little. These clowns from China came over. They said they'd create 13,000 jobs at $53,000 a year, making large screen TVs. It was all bull. They aren't making anything. They're sitting there on this land that Mount Pleasant, those people on that board, they're Republicans, so they don't know anything about money. But still, enough's enough. If they're stupid enough to fall for this, the constituents deserve what they get, quite frankly. But they created a little under 600 jobs, and they're going to get almost $30 million. Is anybody calling up Kevin Conroy and say, well, you're creating 1,300 jobs. Here's a check. Good luck. That's what happens when you have Republican leadership. If the Duchess of Foxconn ever gets into the governorship, the checkbook is open for anybody. Trump was the one pushing that deal, which is one reason they went ahead with it. Ron Johnson wielded a shovel. So did Paul Ryan. So did Scott Walker. They were all there with their shovels, shoveling tax dollars, what they were. It all came out of your pocket. You want to know why? Because Racine and Mount Pleasant are the ones that went on the hook for the debt, close to $1 billion. Provision, though, that you're going to pay for it if they can't. You think Mount Pleasant and Racine can throw off that kind of money to pay debt? Are you kidding me? Drive through Racine and Mount Pleasant, see what you get. Very nice place. Their tax base itself wouldn't do it, much less throw off the kind of money that would do it. That was the biggest scam and ripoff of Wisconsin in state history. The biggest scam and ripoff in state history. And these people, I met some of the homeowners, they're offered 1.4 times the market value of their house. They didn't want to move. They had kids in school, like the school district. People with a little extra land were getting $56,000 an acre, according to the allegation, 7 to 10 times the market value. Homeowners getting 1.4. That lawsuit got settled. They gave up their house. So there's all this terrific land in between O'Hare Airport and Mitchell Field, right near Lake Michigan, good transportation, good roads. The roads were all built up around there. If you lived anywhere else in the state, you didn't see that kind of money going into your roads, but it's around Racine County. And Foxconn has a big asset and a little over 29 million for creating over 500 jobs under 600. Come on. You know, I mean, Exact Sciences creates 1,300 new jobs. How many did Epic create? My God. They rebuilt Madison, rebuilt the square area, really, in terms of housing. A lot of young professionals moving in. a Republican simply, it goes beyond, I've said, and it is true, they're destroying our democracy. And they are the fascist cult formerly known as the Republican Party. But they're not competent at governing. They're not competent at money. They're not competent at money. Voss is putting unlimited money into Gableman to satisfy Trump. So Gableman can go around and scare folks with his gorillas. He's getting 11 grand a month, his staff 20,500 a month. That's 30, almost 32 grand a month in just salaries with no time limit. It's up to Gableman. And he says, I'm going to be spending a lot more money. He said that at a meeting of the Republican Party in Chippewa County. Why is he speaking at Republican Party meetings and not Democratic Party? Why is he speaking at any political meetings if he's an independent arbiter? But he's not. Gave a speech right after the 2020 election saying it had been rigged. This is all cooked up. But they fund this stuff out of your tax dollars. They fund this stuff out of your tax dollars. And if you're not paying attention to what they're doing, your tax money's going down the drain. One of the biggest taxpayer watchdogs in the state, in the history of the state, was my friend Bill Proxmire, who's a Democrat. He would watch out for your tax dollars. Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, will not look out for your tax dollars. Going to the lines, quick. CJ of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, CJ?
Good morning, Matt. Can you hear me fine?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Matt. I want to thank God for Joe Manchin, Senator Sinema, Senator Kelly, for saving our democracy. And then I would like to ask you, did you happen to see the wonderful interview between our so knowledgeable Vice President Harris with Craig Melvin on the Today Show? If you haven't, just watch that. If you want to see incompetence, that's right there. And she's the reason that our border, she's so competent. Just look at our border. She's doing such a wonderful job. That's why they're contemplating, I've heard, the Democrat Party is not what it used to be. Also, bringing back Hillary Clinton to run for president. You guys are, the Democrats are, you know, to listen to her talk about the testing, you know, for COVID, they could have done that the first month they were in office. Now they're, she said they were going to get the tests in a, well, maybe, I'm not sure, but I think possibly, I don't know. That's pretty much what she said. That is incompetence, more COVID than ever before under this president, more have died, total ineptness. And I'd love to just hear your response because everything.
Sure. Let me just jump in. We only got a minute before the break, but I always enjoy your calls. But what you just said was called the Sozier Old Man defense. If you have no defense to what I said about Foxconn, nothing whatsoever, that they burned $4 billion on a fraud and Republicans can't be trusted with money, the old adage is Sozier Old Man, Sozier Old Man. It's called the Sozier Old Man defense. There's not time in 40 seconds to get into everything you said, but basically Manchin and Sinema stuck a knife in the Democratic Party by not suspending the voter, this filibuster for voter registration. Hillary Clinton's not running for president again. I've not seen Kamala Harris's interviews on the border. I've talked about it before. I do disagree with my party on some things, but CJ, next time let's talk about Foxconn. Let's talk about Foxconn. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.